Well, the big show is coming to Olds very soon, Saturday, October the 25th. It is the Broncos Bash with Bamford. Gord Bamford is coming to the Future Ag Event Center, the Cow Palace, on Saturday, October the 25th. It's all part of his Just Getting Started 25th anniversary tour. It's going to be an amazing night. There's an Olds College rodeo that afternoon, and because there's limited seating in the rodeo arena, they're actually going to have a video watch party at the Cow Palace, so you can come down early before the concert and watch the Olds College rodeo. Then there's going to be an opening act. Then you're going to have Gord Bamford. It's going to be a full night of fun at the Cow Palace in Olds. So we had the opportunity to catch up with Bam Bam over the phone and talk about this. And I asked him to go back over the career as we're celebrating 25 years of Gord Bamford's career. I talked a little bit about a conversation that he and I had in 2007 when he was talking about how he wasn't sure where his career was going to go at that point. It was all hinging on the song Blame It on That Red Dress. If it hadn't been a huge hit, he wasn't sure where his career might go if that song hadn't been a huge hit. It ended up being a massive hit at CMT and on radio, and now the rest is history as we celebrate 25 years of Gord's career.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about it. I mean, it's to, you know, have had the success I've had and continue to have, and yeah, it seems like it just was yesterday and we had that conversation, but it's yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, you just try to work hard and you know, put out music that you believe in, and hopefully the, you know, fans and people like it, and here we are. You know, we're going stronger now than we ever have, so it's been awesome for us.
Absolutely. Is it still fun for you? You're going out there and you're playing all of those hits over the years, and I always wonder for artists who have been playing those songs for a while, you know, Day Job and Blame It on That Red Dress, and even going back further than that, My Heart's a Genius, stuff like that. Is it still fun for you to play those songs?
Yeah, you know, funny you ask. It's like, with this anniversary tour, we have to dig back archives and learn about those songs again. It's a lot of fun. You know, we try to fit all our songs into the show. My Heart's a Genius, I almost forgot about that one. So it's we haven't played that one for a while, but yeah, it's fun to go back and play, you know, songs that you had, you know, years ago. And it's kind of interesting, the style of country music. Like when I got started in the 90s, it was 90s country, and then it kind of shifted and changed a bit. And now we're kind of right back to where I got started. So it's interesting to see how you know, music works and what people want to hear. And yeah, it's been a lot of fun. And playing all those songs again is a lot of fun as well. So it's been really great.
Awesome, man. Okay, the show is making its way to Olds October the 25th. You've teamed up with the Olds College Broncos on this, and I know at least part of it is because you've got a special connection with the Olds Broncos now because of Paisley. Talk a little bit about that and her being part of the Broncos.
Yeah, you know, obviously I've been to Olds lots. I love Olds, but yeah, our daughter goes to college there, and you know, we've been doing these small towns. We're actually going to be in Saskatoon the night before that at their Ag Bag, so a lot of these small towns they're all fundraisers for communities and groups and stuff. So it's this was a perfect fit, and I actually knew Jay Steve, mentioned it to him. It's a great college to be a part of. There's lots of great athletes and students there, and yeah, I guess with Paisley being there, it helps, you know. But yeah, we're just gonna have some fun and raise some dollars for the Broncos, and it should be a great night.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're gonna start off the night. This is a really cool part of it as well. We're gonna have a rodeo watch party before the concert that night, so we'll be able to come down and do that at the Cow Palace, I think. Hey.
Yeah, we'll have our big video walls up, so I know that the capacity and where the rodeo is isn't overly large. So we're gonna have a watch party for the rodeo and get started early, and yeah, gonna be a lot of fun to be a part of.
Excellent. Let's talk a bit about the contest for an opening act. I know we've got a ton of great emerging artists in this area who will be just falling over themselves to get in on this, but you are having a contest to decide who the opener is going to be that night.
Yeah, it was just an idea I had and kind of threw it by their committee, and they love the idea, so they're running with it. So somebody's gonna win that contest, have a chance to play some songs ahead of us, and you know, get some experience doing that. It'll be a fun thing.
Awesome. It sounds great, buddy. Okay, let's go through the ticket details. Tell people about how they get their tickets, where they go online so that we can sell out the Cow Palace.
Yeah, gordbamford.com. Everything's online through Show Pass, and I believe they've got some tickets available on the campus as well.
Head to gordbamford.com for tickets and all the information. If you're an emerging artist and want to get in on that contest to be the opening act for Gord that night, again, head to his website, gordbamford.com, for all the details.